Curaçao Gaming Control Board appoints Cedric Peerders as Managing Director. The Curaçao Gaming Control Board, GCB, Supervisory Board has announced the appointment of Cedric Peerders as the new Managing Director, effective from 1 February 2024. In this role, Peerders is tasked with overseeing all licensing activities as mandated by the National Ordinance on Offshore Games of Hazard, NOOGH, and managing the transition towards the National Ordinance for Games of Chance, LOC, marking a significant shift in the regulatory landscape of Curaçao's gaming sector. Over the last two decades, Peerders has built extensive experience holding various positions at the Centrale Bank van Curaçao and Sint Maarten. His background features a diverse mix of supervisory and managerial roles, with a specific focus on operational efficiency, anti-money laundering, and regulatory compliance. Quote, "I am honored to join the Gaming Control Board at such a dynamic time. I am confident that together with the team and the supervisory board, we will strategically steer the GCB into a new era while delivering value to all stakeholders, including the Minister of Finance." Cedric Peerders, GCB Managing Director. A transformative era for GCB. The appointment of Peerders is seen as central to the development of the GCB and the broader gaming industry in Curaçao. Fons Simon, the chairman of the GCB Supervisory Board, explained that the GCB is at a pivotal juncture, and as such, the appointment of Peerders marks the start of a transformative era. Simon went on to praise Peerders for his unique blend of strategic foresight, regulatory prudence, and operational excellence. GCB clarifies misunderstandings over LOC. Parallel to the announcement of the new managing director, the GCB addressed recent misunderstandings surrounding the LOC and explained that it has not been rejected by Curaçao's parliament. The draft of the LOC, like other legislative proposals in Curaçao, underwent scrutiny by the Council of Advice before being sent to Parliament. The online publication of the Council's feedback on 3 January 2024, initially provided to the Ministry of Finance in June 2023, contained language that was misinterpreted, fueling the spread of incorrect information. Javier Silvania, Curaçao's Minister of Finance, firmly denounced these inaccuracies, labeling them as misinformation.